Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right, fill it up high. That's all I want
to
say.
Ready to go, man. Let's do this.
Yes, let's do this. Just another regular Friday, right?
You know? Just another. I don't know. I think you might have some extra stuff going on today.
Yeah, trying to escape from work. That's what we're going to call it right now. Yeah, you know, it's just been, you know, just a regular week. You know, nothing big going on few days, right?
Right. Yeah. No exciting event occurring.
Events. I'm trying to think. You know? I mean, my memory is kind of shot now, and it's only getting worse. I'm trying to think. Oh, wait. It was the conference. This is our post-conference return to reality episode. Yes.
Oh, man. Absolutely. So, Dennis, conference.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you mic dropped? Have you dropped it like it's hot? Have you?
We are as done as we can be on this. Yes. If it was a steak, it would have been cooked. I'm not even going to say cooked and done. It's just cooked to perfection.
So would you say it's in the refrigerator? The cheese has molded.
Wow.
Not I'm bad. Taking you back, huh?
Okay. I got you. Yes. We are finally wrapped it up. You know, it's a weird one too. You know, when you look back at the cycle of this whole thing, you know, a year ago, almost to the day, give or take, maybe another week to go, we were all in line for going to Monterey, all booked. I had it all planned out. I think I actually booked my hotel a few extra days over the weekend. Because it's Monterey, you know, why wouldn't you want to take some extra time? We're going to be there for Monday for all financial aid directors training, Tuesday morning, finish that up, come Tuesday afternoon out at Monterey, and we are at a very nice place. Going to be all ready to have CISFA, helped Mike Deere, the current president, he was the president at the time, and, you know, just plow on through a great conference, right? And then about 3 to 4 days beforehand, the whole state went into lockdown mode. So it got canceled.
Yeah.
And so by the time we hit May and we are going on to our transition meeting where we transitioned to two boards, the outgoing board with the ingoing board, we, started talking about conference for next year. All with the idea that, we'll be at our site. We'll be down in San Diego. No problem. Got everything going. Probably started a little later than things come July or so at our July meeting we were doing virtually for the exec board. Still assuming we'd probably be in place because I think it was like between May and July that we'd heard from the state chancellor's office that they would not allow any travel probably through the end of the calendar year, which was fine. It's like, oh, well, we're in March. Like 2 days ago. And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll be in place. But as we got closer to October, we knew those dreams were disappearing. So come October area, it was all time to, okay, now we got to buckle down, do an online conference, a virtual conference. Who else has done them? How do we do it? Is this going to cost us a ton of money? Because they're, you know, as obviously with everybody else moving in the same way, CASFA did theirs in October. Virtually, NASFA did a variety of webinars all summer virtually. How do we convert? You know, can we find a product? And so the chancellor's office really helped. In particular, you know, this is my biggest thanks and kudos I think I could give for this year's conference. The Foundation for the California Community Colleges which is located up in the chancellor's office, although they're all working from home. Their technical staff really were just key on superstars, and they really helped us get through the whole process, get the product, set up the platform, figure out, you know, they're good with communications too, so their whole comms team, as they call them, put together all the different emails that went out. So, yeah, all the back work, you know, it came together, some of it a little last minute because, you know, we were on a different timetable. Nobody had to put in a travel form to travel anywhere. Everyone could do their stuff from home. But, yeah, I would say it turned out pretty well. I mean, I think, you know, probably the highlight of the whole thing was, like, right in the middle of the conference, some fun people did a fun lunch hour with some people tuning in. Was that us?
You know, I believe that was the dynamic duo.
Yes, that was episode number 69 of the What's Brewing Seaspa podcast.
And oh, man.
We did a live version. So that is available for everyone to listen to through our normal feed, in case you get that. It runs a little longer.
It's about an hour, right?
Guess a little less than an hour, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we gave it a minute or two to run live. I think we ended at about 50, 51 minutes, something like that. Because we wanted to also release people to, like, feed themselves, feed their pets, feed their children, in that order, you know, before they rounded themselves back into breakout sessions that I think started at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. So, yes, we did a live version of this. The only thing I feel that we didn't have enough time to get into would have been to have some of the people, because we did it via Zoom also, was to, you know, take Q&A from the audience. You know, we didn't really, we weren't able to do that. So that's something that if we get the pleasure to do this again next year, under a new president, we'll have to figure out a way to have that audience interaction and take phone calls or whatever they call it.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. Now, Dennis, are we okay to say the president's name now?
Why don't we go through that? We have award recipients I want to cover, but let's talk about our incoming 2021-2022 CSFA Exec Board, which, again, they were announced at this meeting. They will have a May transition meeting. And then come July 1st, they get to take over their jobs, and I get to slip into the background. Oh, man. Yes, we can announce. So who's our president there? Miss
Dana,
what are you saying? Yes.
Okay, I'll say Miss Anna Faye Robinson of Pierce College.
Yes, a colleague of ours. So as if Anna Faye didn't have enough on her plate, because she is currently the past president of CASFA. Now, they only go till like September, October. When their conference comes around, that's kind of their switch off right there.
Okay.
So it took some convincing, but we have Anna Faye, and she was newly elected because, again, we had that hole where the president-elect that was elected when a year ago was unable to stay with us because she left the state for a different job. And thus, you know, couldn't stay with us at CSFA. We did a special election to fill the person. Now, what's good about this also is that Anna Faye, having had a presidency year with CASFA, comes on pre-experienced.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations to her. And you've worked under her, right? So kind of totalitarian, right? I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to use the word dictator per se, but...
No, not at all. I think Anna Faye is one of the coolest individuals on the face of the planet.
The only thing I've never been able to understand about her, she seems to have a regular life. You know, she raised some daughters. She's got a husband.
Yeah, she does. She has like a family life,
But I don't know what, I'm not saying she's doing drugs, but I want to know what she does. So this is the kind of woman who is president of an association. Constantly, you know, touting some of the things that they do in their office, like how they track students, how they do these special projects, how they outreach to students. She's great with computers and reports and filtering and all that stuff. She teaches a couple classes, at another community college in the business area, because that's her, you know, specialty, MIS, mm-hmm. business and such. Does webinars, does stuff with NASFA, with WASFA, obviously with CISFA. We've co-chaired in the past, and we've stayed involved with the CASFA High School Relations Committee that works with CSAC on the annual statewide financial aid workshops aimed at high school counselors. And then it's just a bevy of innovation is the best way I could say it.
Absolutely.
You know, when it comes to forms and process and stuff like that. So apparently she doesn't sleep. That's my only guess.
that's our only conclusion is she just,
I guess,
sleep.
I don't know how I can't squeeze all that into a day. I don't know what it is. And I'm well organized. It's just that, like, today's to-do list is super long, and I know items are just going to flow through the next week while I'm not mm-hmm. going to be doing work. But, yes, we've got a real a stellar president here, and she gets to absorb the 2022 conference and the responsibilities for that, where we hope to be, where we hope to be down in San Diego. So congratulations to her for president. Now, continuing with the exec board, I'll be a past president at that point, so my duties are a little lighter. I just have to figure out who wants to run for office next year.
Okay.
So elections. And then also reviewing the bylaws of the association. So, you know, this is something we try to do on an annual basis, do some cleanup, see if we need to fix the wordings of things. So finally, I get to put to use, somewhere in the background here, is a tiny little book. Can't figure out where it is. Here it is. A book I'd bought years ago from a organization called Board Source, which is all Board Source, the two words put together. They're a nonprofit that basically, they're known as the National Center for Nonprofit Boards. There you go. It's all about materials to help you if you have a board, like if you had like a scholarship foundation. All. But the book is called Better Bylaws. So now the book will actually get some use.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The
book as you do that process.
Yes.
To reviewing. No, like in that process, are you reviewing them to see if you can make any updates or changes?
Yes.
To the actual policies?
Well, because, you know, your bylaws, we still have stuff below that would be like guidelines and policies and stuff like that. We don't have a ton of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like, for example, like criteria for association awards.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not in the bylaws, other than the fact that we mentioned like lifetime membership. This is what you get with it.
Okay.
If you're given the lifetime award. Instead, that's separate. But we do look at those. But we do look at bylaws just to make sure that things are properly aligned. Like when we've added to the treasurer position, it used to be a 2-year cycle. You'd be treasurer elect 1 year and then treasurer. We added a third year where we have a past treasurer, kind of like the president's. And the idea there is that after you've been treasurer elect, then treasurer, the next year you can offer kind of like the sound fiscal advice to keep the treasurer on target and, you know, have a longer cycle to, you know, work through any fiscal issues. So those kind of things we had to rewrite the bylaws just in the last few years. But okay. it's literally just kind of looking through. You look for the common things like just bad grammar and all that, but it's also, making sure that they do reflect still what the association's about.
Okay.
And, you know, if just like Mike went through it, I think made some minor corrections that didn't need approval by anyone particular. But sometimes the exec board can do approvals. Otherwise, you have to send it out to the membership and then get a vote on it. Usually when it's stuff about changes in the number of representatives or changes in the number of people on the board, stuff like that, you have to get approval.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I'll be working on this year. So that's actually relatively easy. And then we have a new president-elect, too. And we have David Shook from Copper Mountain College, our current webmaster.
That is so awesome. Yeah.
So we interviewed David
on
the show.
Uh-huh.
You know, as we always say with everyone who's been involved with the association, it was time for him to step up. As if he hadn't stepped up enough. I mean, really, as webmaster, He's served the association so well in keeping us on target with registration, keeping the website up to date. At the end of this conference, there'll be things like getting PowerPoints and videos linked up on the website from the conference. I mean, just it's great to see him do it. I know he's also a family man, so how he'll fit this in, I don't know. But again, he's following on the footsteps of Anna Faye, and by the time he's gets through his elect year, which is kind of a fill-in year of trying to learn the association. If you haven't been involved, now he's already got that under the belt. And then prepping for your president year, you know, he'll be looking for sites to do his conference. So, you know, being in San Diego next year, we'll try to do it somewhere in the north. But we have a limited number of places we can go to, except for unless we anticipate by 2023, we'll still be able to get great deals on some places. That's always a problem, you know.
Yeah,
you know, we can't go we can't go to San Francisco ever again, probably. They are so over, I'm not going to say overpriced. They are so priced out of what we can do.
So it's, but like you're saying, maybe, you know, you never know, right? Because of everything, you know.
That's good. I mean, we could end up. We want to always make it easily traversable to get there. So as much as we'd like to do it, say, like a Napa Valley, it might be a little hard for people to get there unless they fly into San Francisco and drive up. Although people would probably do it. And again, if we got a good enough rate and we got our hotel that can fit us.
Right.
You know, that's always a big thing there. Well, Dana, before we continue with the rest of the board, you know what time it is.
Yes, it is.
Time for a little music.
Yes, it is.
And then we'll come right back.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
That's right. It was time for us to refill our cups, everybody.
Oh, right. And, you know, I didn't ask you, what are you drinking this morning?
Raspberry iced tea.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I needed the sugar spike here, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Don't we all, Dennis?
Oh, yeah. At this hour in the morning? Yeah.
Yes.
Like I was saying pre-show before we went live, I kind of did all the work that I wanted to do that I would have done this morning before I disappear for the afternoon.
Right.
Last night. So I got a lot of work done last night. So I figured, yeah, better to get that done by midnight and then, you know.
So that you could frolic later today.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Safely distanced from people, everybody. Course, don't worry. Yes, although, yesterday, got the first stab in the arm.
Okay, then. All right.
Yeah. Went fine. I got to say, as much as I'm done with all of this stuff on COVID, although we're not really done, the process was pretty easy.
Okay. Was it lengthy?
No. I mean, again, it was like over the weekend when somebody posted from the district that, you know, education tier was coming up as early as this coming week, which would have been this week, and to go out to the myturn.ca.gov website and then put in your information. When you put in your sector education, it says, yes, you know, finally it said you're ready. So found a site. I used the one out in Encino, the Balboa Sports Complex.
Okay.
Found dates with times. So yesterday afternoon, they tell you don't get there any more than about 10 minutes early. Wasn't jam-packed. I mean, the parking lot was pretty full because there's people rotating in and out all the time.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they had outside tents. That was the holding area, as they called it. Which meant, you know, after you got your shot, they wanted you to stay at least 15 minutes.
Right.
Just to see if you have an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
And then there was even like a smaller 30-minute holding, I think, if people may have kind of felt a little weird. Because I guess you can sometimes get like queasiness and other things that are not particularly an allergic reaction, but they want to watch over you. But it's pretty straightforward. I showed the one person coming up to walk the paperwork. She told me how to go around the building to get in line. The line was no more than maybe 10 people.
Wow.
Because again, these were all people with appointments.
Right.
So there you go, right there. Get into this big gymnasium there. Sent to one table where they check you off, see that you got your paper with a QR code, check your ID, all that good stuff. So I had my ID from work, you know, because they want proof of that you work.
Okay.
Then get in another line, again, about three people, and then there's like tables spread all the way around, which is literally a nurse and another person, and you give your stuff to the guy with the paperwork. Mm-hmm. You sit down. The nurse says hi, preps you up, shoots you with the vaccine. You go back, get your little vaccine card, and you're on your way. You go sit outside for 15 minutes.
And then and like you said, then you can skedaddle.
That's right. And then already preset for an appointment 3 weeks from yesterday. So
okay, for the second.
That's right. Yeah, I've got the Pfizer one.
Okay.
Or the Pfizer one, as people would call it, but I call it Pfizer.
Pfizer.
You're gonna put a P in front of the word. I'm sorry. I'm gonna use it.
It's silent, man.
It is. Pfizer. Okay. As opposed to that modern one or the Moderna one or the soon to come out the Johnson & Johnson
one. Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, that'll be the one. Okay. Let's get back to our stuff though, huh?
Yes. Down the rabbit hole we have gone.
That's right. Let me ask you, have you signed up for yours? Are you going to do yours or are you going to wait?
My appointment is next Friday.
All right. Mm-hmm. I hope your boss gives you time off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Through Kaiser. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go back to our board. So the incoming board we talked about. We have a new vice president of federal issues, Adrienne Lee from Palomar College. She's been on the board before in a variety of roles. In fact, serves in our scholarship committee. She helps with fundraising. We have vice president of state issues, Tamara Shinar. We've interviewed her on the show before.
Yes,
this is her second year at this because she will never leave the board. She is so good. after serving as president. Usually most people, once they serve as president, kind of like what I'm going to do, when they're done with their president-elect year, you don't know if they're alive or dead. They disappear. But she stayed on. So thank God for that because she's so good with the state issue stuff. Our past treasurer is Melissa Guess from El Camino after being treasurer this year and keeping us on an even keel. Our treasurer, who was treasurer-elect the year before, Barbara Amerio of Taft College. You know where Taft College is?
You know, I was looking at that. It sounds so familiar.
It's not too far away. It's in what we call Region 6.
Okay.
And Region 6, if I remember right, literally spans from the ocean, from like, say, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and all those colleges out there, including Allen Hancock, all the way to the east through Bakersfield College, and that might be about as far east as it goes.
Okay.
But Taft is somewhere in there.
Okay. Yeah, because the college did sound familiar to me.
Yeah, there's a Taft, and then there's an Allen Hancock. So, you know, it's kind of a historical figure kind of thing going on.
Okay.
But, yeah, she'll be treasurer. And then newly elected, David Loverin of College of the Sequoias. He sat in on one of our What's Brewing Seasville without saying anything. He listened in live, remember? And we talked to him pre-show because he, like me and you, dig the vinyl stuff.
Yes.
And the audiophile stuff. That's why we'll have to have an audiophiles of financial aid.
Oh, man, that would be so awesome. Yeah.
That one I'm going to have to get some music clearance on, though. So we'll have to figure out how to do that. So he's our new treasurer-elect. And then secretary, our new secretary, is our former VP of Federal Issues, Lisa Mandy. Superstar presenter this year for the conference. She did at least two sessions, maybe three. She did a federal update. She did a FAFSA simplification. And she sat in on a round table, I think, with me. So superstar coming back as secretary. So that's always good to have. And then although elected by CASFA, they are part of our board, is the CASFA segmental representative. Because there's one for community colleges, UCs, CSUs. Mm-hmm. I think they call it graduate professional schools because a lot of times those schools have, like a law school has their own financial aid department.
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh. Okay.
And then like the proprietary schools or, you know, not for-profit, non-profit privates. Karen Hunter, also of De Anza College, will be serving in that role this year. So that's our incoming board.
You guys have some rocks. You have some rock stars.
We do. And for those who ran and did not get elected, You know, hold out for next year, everybody. Or get involved on a committee that helps raise your visibility and also gives you a better idea of how the association works. So definitely, you know, consider, you know, coming back. I know sometimes people run a couple times, they don't win. That's okay. You know, we have to put forth a slate of at least two people. Sometimes it's a person who really wants it and a person who really doesn't want it. there are some, I'm not calling them straw people, but they run with the idea that, oh, I'm not going to beat that other person because I, you know, don't elect me now. I'm not ready yet. No, don't worry. But sometimes you get some people, and I know we have plenty of people this year who ran, who didn't win, but would be fantastic people on the board, and we do want you to run again. So please don't give up your hope of someday taking over my position as president of the association, because I will more than willingly give it away.
More than willingly.
More than I can say. You know, I mean, it's just one of those things. After a while, you just... you got to run away. You know, I'd like to, I forgot what that, you know, I don't have a family like a wife and kids and all that quite yet. So I guess like a little time for myself. Is that too much to ask?
Is that too much to ask?
I don't know. It's, it may be.
You need some, me time, Dennis. Is that what you're saying?
I do. This last week. Oh, wow. This last week has been nothing but everybody else's time on Dennis's dime. Everybody else's time on Dennis's dime.
Oh my word. So now it's all about
that's the
you.
Name of the
you
got to
figure it out for your, you know, you need time for yourself.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. I'm going to go with that. I like that. Well, Dana, you know what time it is again. Maybe a little bit of music.
All right. Let's all do right. it.
And just like that, we are back for the last part of the show known as the last sip. Get that last sip in whatever your morning beverage is or whenever this. This show will actually probably get released closer in the morning than end of the day so that I can move on to other things. But we'll get to announcing the award recipients for 2020 and 2021 at the next episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Okay. We'll make time for that because we do want to
do that.
Definitely want to recognize them and some others. Dana, you got any I Dare You To selections for our fine audience out there?
Oh, man. You know what? Not this week. How about yourself?
Wow. Do I? I'm trying to think if I've been listening to anything new in music. You know what I went back to listen to? And thankfully to Tidal. Again, who you use for your music streaming is all up to you people, as far as whether you want Spotify, Pandora, who also carry the podcasts of ours, or Tidal Music. You know, you have to pay for Tidal, and that's where some friends of mine are like, oh, you know. I completely understand. Whatever you want, whatever works for you, all of them have so much music. I went back and listened to INXS. live from Wembley Stadium.
Wow.
This was like a CD I'd gone, oh my God, back in the 80s, early 90s. I remember the CD very well because I think I picked it up from the campus radio station I was working at. Because we had a very strict policy. If an act was too popular, like their top 40, we would not play their music.
Yeah, you wouldn't play it.
But
yeah.
Record companies, you know, they'll send you out a box of CDs or a box of albums, and it'll be like unknown, unknown, unknown albums of people. And somewhere in there is a Bruce Springsteen CD, or in this case, an INXS CD. Mm-hmm. And again, we just kind of let staff pick at them, you know, take what you want. So I guess I remember the album, but again, you got to remember back in the 80s and 90s, technology wasn't that great. Between headphones and other things that a college kid could afford, they weren't that great. So they've remastered the album. I was so happy.
So now that you've listened to the remastered version, you can hear the difference when you're listening.
Absolutely. Completely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So INXS Live, I think from Wembley is the name of the album, or Live Baby Live is the name of the full album.
Oh, okay.
Well worth it. A good compendium of NXX songs from back in the day.
Well, the remastered version. Yeah, the remastered version.
Yes. So that's all we have time for today, but there's always the next episode. So I want to thank my co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA, and thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. And if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at WBCISFA@gmail.com.
For this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com. For those using Apple devices, open your podcast app and search for CISFA. You can also find us on wbcisfa.podbean.com and Spotify, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. And lastly, on the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and me.
This has been episode number 70, recorded the morning of Friday, March 5th, 2021.
Have a great day, everyone.
And have a great weekend.